Help is on its way. That was the message to Iranians from US President Donald Trump on his Truth Social platform overnight, amid reports the death toll from nationwide protests in Iran could have passed 2,000. It's the latest warning from the White House that the US could intervene militarily in response to Iran's deadly crackdown on protesters. Earlier, Iran reportedly proposed negotiating with the US, warning against the use of force and threatening America and Israel with retaliatory action. Alex Vitanka is a senior fellow at the Middle East Institute in Washington. Welcome back to Radio National Breakfast.
Great to be back. Thanks for having me.
What do you make of this messaging from the US president that help is on its way and that demonstrators should keep protesting?
I think it's a pretty significant statement because he's really now set out the stage and people expect both in Iran and his supporters in the United States that do want to see American involvement in this in terms of helping the protesters in Iran. So he has sort of laid the ground. He now has to deliver. Obviously, you know, this is a very complex situation. We now have almost fifth day into a internet blackout in Iran. So in terms of the information that the Trump administration needs to figure out what is best to do to help the protesters. I suspect that requires some time, but at the very minimum, what the president has done is he's kind of come out and very loudly said, I'm different from previous American presidents who watched, I'm going to intervene. But now the heavy lifting kind of has to be done, which is what kind of intervention? Because here he has to balance, you know, on the one hand, helping these protesters, because the best case scenario is that the regime is toppled by its own people without the United States having to get involved in anything that is significant. Because if that happens politically, that starts putting pressure on Trump back home here with his supporters, who by and large don't want to see U.S. involved in any more Middle Eastern and, for that matter, foreign interventions.
Yeah, Donald Trump's national security team has been meeting to discuss options. What do you think could be among those options? What could be on the table if the president did decide to intervene militarily?
Look, I think they need time to think about it. But that said, the United States and Iran have been at loggerheads for about half a century. So all sorts of scenarios have been planned out over years. They have to revisit some old plans they've crafted in the past. But obviously, the situation today is unique. The president already kind of announced yesterday with the tariffs on any country that trades with Iran at 25%. That's more symbolic than anything else. People are looking at, ways that the U.S. can help the Iranians in Iran stay connected to the outside world. That's key because it's so much harder for the regime and the elements that are still with the regime to sort of convince themselves that this is a way that they should stay the course. Because, you know, as you saw in the president's statements, take down names. Who's doing the killing? Soon enough, one day you have to answer for your crime. So obviously, he's trying to shape the calculations of those people inside the regime, saying you might just have enough time to get off this sinking ship, but it is sinking, and that's important. Last thing I say is, you know, a lot of folks talking about military intervention. That, to me, is probably the last thing the U.S. would do, other than very kind of specific targeting in terms of the IRGC, that's the Islamic Revolution Guards Corps, or the security forces that are known to be engaged in actual killing. You take them out by using the U.S. Air Force, and we know the Iranian air defenses are nowhere these days, so you have your choice. You can go and take them out. That would be seen as welcoming, I guess, by the protesters. And it wouldn't necessarily result in a backlash. In other words, you're not going to create some kind of a nationalist sentiment in the country because you're essentially targeting people that are killing fellow Iranians. So those are the types of things he needs to kind of look at. And last thing before I forget, the cyber aspect. I mean, U.S. has offensive cyber capabilities that can slow down the repressive machinery of the regime and make it harder for them to communicate as they go out there in the streets looking for protesters to target and to kill. So lots of things before we get to, you know, dropping bombs over the heads of the supporters of Ayatollah Khamenei.
Some U.S. officials have reportedly raised concerns that if the president does authorize action here, it could fuel the regime's accusations that the U.S. is orchestrating these protests. Is that a risk, do you think, if the U.S. does get involved?
Look, the simple reality is the United States, others like Israel, clearly have a vested interest here. They do want to see this regime go. If it becomes weaker, that's a net gain for the U.S., for Israel. But I don't fundamentally think we can put the protest movement and what's happening in Iran at the door of Washington or Jerusalem, for that matter. This is the doing of one man and his regime, Ali Khamenei, the supreme leader, who's been there since 1989. And people shouldn't forget that. For 37 years, this man has refused to listen to his own people by essentially, pursuing this militant Islamist worldview that vast majority of Iranians long time ago gave up on, if they ever did believe in it. So that's where the core problem is. It's that disconnect between a small ruling elite that essentially live in the past. I mean, again, reminding everyone, Ali Khamenei is 86 years old, and he's been in power for 37 years. And he's responsible more than Donald Trump, more than Bibi Netanyahu, more than anybody else for why Iran is where it is today.
On Radio National Breakfast, my guest is Alex Vatanka, a senior fellow at the Middle East Institute. You were born in Iran, I believe. It's a major focus of your work. How significant do you think these demonstrations are? And are they different to previous protest movements we've seen in the past?
Yeah, I mean, look, number one, we've never seen killing on this scale. This isn't something that has happened. I can't think of one single moment in Iranian history. This ruthlessness in terms of going out and killing your fellow citizens and calling it a foreign conspiracy. Again, I want to point out, I am sure intelligence services, particularly the Israelis, the Americans, are watching. If they're not involved, they're watching. But the idea that this is a foreign plot, to me, just makes no sense. And when you're out there killing 10, 12, 13-year-old boys and girls out there and calling them foreign agents, it just shows you that really the thirst for power and hanging on to power has blinded these people. And look, I just said this on a Persian language interview I just did before I came here. We're talking about options. And I said, one of the things U.S. needs to do here is to think creatively. We want to avoid past mistakes in recent decades in other places like Iraq in 2003. United States needs to go out there and make a very clear point to those people who are still inside this regime, but who do not have blood on their hands, that they could get a way out of this if they stop supporting this regime now. If they haven't been engaged in torture, killing in any significant way, because we know ideology of this regime stopped appealing to even its supporters a long time ago. A lot of people are in the system because that's where the paycheck comes in. You give them a reason to change that cost-benefit analysis in their minds, get them off the regime sort of ship, if you will. And again, you start shaking the foundations of the Islamic Republic from within. And then you don't need any types of really foreign intervention, which, as we heard in your segment earlier, is something many, if not a majority of Iranians are very skeptical about. They'd rather not see it. But then again, when they're being killed on this scale, and the only way the killing will stop is there is a foreign leader called Donald Trump from across the world that can come to their aid. If that's what it takes, maybe a lot of people are actually going to even change their mind on the idea of foreign intervention. But hopefully we won't get there.
Thank you very much for your time this morning.
Thank you.
Alex Vatanka is a senior fellow at the Middle East Institute.